views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, and I am so happy to be here today for the first show of 2017. Happy New Year to one and to all. Thank you, Benny, for producing the show, and many thanks to all of you for tuning in. In just a bit, I'll be bringing on my guests, Ellen Goldberg and Dorian Bergen, who are palmistry experts and the author of an amazing book, The Art and Science of Hand Reading, Classical Methods for Self-Discovery Through Palmistry. Later in the show, I will be doing elite tarot card readings for you, with my guests sharing their perspectives. And in addition, my guests will also be able to address any questions you may have specific to palmistry. If you are interested in a reading or have questions for my guests, please give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you would like more information about me or to book a tarot card reading, you can go to my website, www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I am so happy to have Ellen and Dorian on for the first show of the year, as it is the time when people are engaged in making changes in their lives in terms of health, wealth, and relationships. It's a time when we look at the new year as a beacon of light and excitement that a new chapter of our journey is beginning. So often, however, there's a feeling that no matter what we do in life, we are predestined, or rather fated, to repeat old patterns, get knocked down, fail at our New Year's resolutions. Yet while we may have been given perhaps a blueprint at birth, our lives are our own, and through the actions we choose, things so definitive as even the lines in our hands change over time based on our actions. Having greater self-awareness, knowing what our strengths and weaknesses are, can help navigate that journey forward with strength. I always try to think of a tarot card that best represents the topic of the show, and this being the time when resolutions begin to wane, the one I came up with was surprisingly the Five of Cups. In this card, you see a person bemoaning three spilled cups of wine, or grape juice. He is not able to see two upright cups directly behind him. The two upright cups are totally accessible. However, it does require the shift of action and consciousness in order to see and embrace them. We always have the ability to take steps forward to shift away from feelings of powerlessness and hopelessness to that of vibrancy and life. One other reason I was so thrilled to have my guests on today is that it gives me a chance to share my appreciation and gratitude. Even though our show, you know, today is on hand reading, I have to take a quick detour to let you know that as there is a conference for absolutely every profession, in tarot, there are quite a few national conferences throughout the year. When I decided to jump into this field, I attended my first tarot conference at the famed Reader Studio, which is held each year in New York. I was sitting down to eat lunch alone, as I didn't know anyone, and everyone else seemed to be catching up with their colleagues they hadn't seen since the prior conference, when my guest, Ellen Goldberg, walked over to me, a total stranger, and invited me to join her table. She may not even remember this. However, she introduced me to everyone and made sure I felt welcome. I truly appreciate this, and so I truly thank her. Ellen is the primary writer of the book, The Art and Science of Hand Reading. She is an internationally renowned teacher of palmistry and tarot. She is the founder and director of the School of Oracles, where she offers professional level trainings in both palmistry and tarot. She is also a psychotherapist and has maintained a private therapy practice in New York City for more than 30 years. Dorian is the assistant author of the book, and she's the co-owner of ACA Galleries in New York City and has been a student and practitioner of palmistry for more than 25 years. So I know Dorian's going to be joining us in a little bit, but welcome,
I've actually
Ellen.
Got her, too, so if you wanted to bring her on, yeah.
Excellent. Well, welcome Ellen and Dorian to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Oh, thank you. I'm delighted. Yes, I'm delighted to be here.
Oh, well, it means so much to me, and I was totally blown away by your book. This is a definitive opus on hand reading, but it is written in such a way that all can relate and enjoy, from the casually interested person in hand reading to the professional. And it is truly one of those must-have books if you're are even remotely interested in palmistry. But as this show is targeted to those who may be both mainstream as well as metaphysical, can you tell me a little bit about palmistry and how did it originate and all of that?
Well, I would say that people have been looking at their hands since the dawn of time, and that it is one of the oldest mysteries that people started to concentrate on. And in fact, it was probably the first psychology, as it allowed people, after thousands of years of observation, to correlate character traits with shapes in the hands, things they'd seen repeated, because what else is a law of nature than something that we have seen repeated again and again? So then finally we call it a law. Well, there are laws of palmistry as well as every other kind of nature, both human nature, physics, you know, the natural sciences. And so that it took thousands of years for these observations to be brought together into a science, or it's also, we could say it's an art. But in those early years of humanity, people first started looking at the hands, started looking at the sky. Astrology is very, very ancient. In fact, things like tarot, which I also love just as much as you, Eve, and I was delighted to hear your story about Reader Studio. But tarot is in many ways a Johnny come lately as far as the divination systems go, because we don't have our first real decks until near the time of the Renaissance. And it just shows that the divine intelligence is constantly communicating, constantly open to creating new venues of giving us information about ourselves. But palmistry is one of the deepest and one of the most accessible. I'm going to turn this over to let Dorian say a few words about it too, but I'd just like to end this little section from me saying we call the hand God's roadmap. Mm. That's because we are very complex, wonderful creatures. And every time you get, say, a new device in your home, the computer, a TV, whatever it is, it comes with a manual for instruction. And you would think, here we are, these complex and strange creatures with consciousness here on the earth. Well, it turns out we were given a manual of instruction too, and it's printed on our palm. And every time we change, the dominant hand changes to reflect that change. It's our constant, up-to-date, biological computer readout on how we are doing and what we're working with and what would make life easier for each one of us.
Oh, I love that. Dorian, do you have anything to add on there?
I can just say that's so well said. But yeah. from the moment I met Ellen and she read my hand in the matter of 3 minutes, I come from a science background. I was a science major in college. So everything that I study or, you know, delve into has to be true. And I asked her, how could she know these things about me in the matter of 2 minutes? And I asked her to teach it so that, you know, we could all learn. And I found over the years that everything was truthful. Like whenever I looked at a hand or read my own hand, it reflects back absolute truth about a person, and the hand changes. So as a person changes, the roadmap is there, and you can read it with such certainty that it's baffling how accurate it is.
And never lies.
That's
true.
Never lies. And you say one thing, but the hand will say another, and it's always the element.
Wow. And so what sort of things are you able to just determine just from looking at the hand? I know there's so many things, but I know we hear about the lifeline and the heartline, but what else is, you know, what can we really gain from a person from looking at the hand?
It's basically personality traits, how you approach life, how, you know, your mental state, your emotional state, how clear your mind is.
Everything
about your strengths or weaknesses. Go
ahead. Right. Our nickname is the map of the brain.
Mm.
And you know how the body loves to put in miniature in different places in the body, the whole body. Like you can reach every organ of the body through the feet. An iridologist can see the entire body's health in the iris. An acupuncturist can find the entire body just on the ear. Well, on the hand, there are more nerves between the hand and the brain than almost in any other part of the nervous system, although the heart probably is number one, but the hand is number two. And it records the imprint very subtly of every thought. And so it shows how we think.
And so... But it changes along with as we change. So it can give you that blueprint of like saying, okay, well, we're needing a little bit more in this area. We can change here. And then you can see how that change takes place on the hand. I love it. I have so many more questions for you. But we're going to...
One hand that changes.
Oh, the one hand. Exactly. And we're going to...
Keeps the original pattern pretty much, so you can always see where you have come from or what lies as possibility in the unconscious. And the dominant hand, whether you're left or right-handed, that's the one that changes with enormous rapidness, rapidity. Both Dorian and I have made significant changes in our hands, some we set out to make, and others, right, Dorian, were surprises to see we worked in a particular way. My finger of communication grew during the time we wrote the book.
Oh my gosh. Well, I have so many more things to ask, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more with my guests, Ellen Goldberg and Dorian Bergen. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back. Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net.
That's silvergaia.net.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womanofwisdom.org. That's womanofwisdom.org.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit DrAgnesFrankel.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guests, palmistry experts Ellen Goldberg and Dorian Bergen, who have written the book, The Art and Science of Hand Reading. If you have any questions for my guests, or would like a one-card tarot card reading with my guests offering their perspectives, give us a call at 800-930-2819. I have a few more questions for you. However, before that, Ellen and Dorian, can you please share with our listeners how they can reach you if they would like to schedule an appointment and get their hands read if they have any other questions?
Ellen?
I meet for people all over the world by Skype and by telephone, because I send people instructions on how to send me really good photographs of the hand. And we go back and forth until those photographs are just right. And because I adore the law of correspondence, and I'm also an astrologer and a tarot teacher, I love to look at the chart and the hand to see how the planets manifest, saying the same themes in both. It really shows us the intelligence of the universe and how we are created really with very special traits, tasks, and talents. And I do tarot, so I do combination readings as well as palmistry. And you can contact me in a number of ways. I have an easy email, alchemicalellen@gmail.com. I also have a website, schooloforacles.com, and there's a contact Ellen page. And those two ways, and you could friend me on Facebook. You can find me just under Ellen Goldberg. And I know there are probably a number of Ellen Goldbergs, but mine will also say author of The Art and Science of Hand Weaving. And it's me with my head leaning on my hand, wearing a yellow blouse.
Okay.
You know, there's so many, it's a common name. And I would be delighted if people wanted to friend me or email me at alchemicalellen@gmail.com.
Wonderful. You know, and I want to talk to you about different things that people can do, even while they're listening right now, where they can look at the hand. But I just want, before we get to that, I want to finish up what we were talking about before, that when we're born, that we almost have that blueprint given on one hand, and then the other, which hand has the original blueprint?
The recessive hand, like the dominant hand, is the hand that one writes with. And that's the hand that you would read. Like, that's basically a report card for now. That's how we like to say it. And then you refer to the recessive hand to see how the person developed or not. You know, if they got more confidence or became a little smarter or more whatever quality it is, you can see that from looking at the recessive hand, which most people, it's the left hand.
Excellent. And so now we talked a little bit about the different personality traits that people can see in their hands. But every hand is so different. And so I thought it would be kind of fun if we could just look at our hands now, and if there's some things that perhaps you can kind of point out that people can kind of say, do they have lines, flexibility? Are there different things that I can do holding up my hand right now that you can kind of draw my attention to?
Yeah,
Jane,
that's actually wonderful.
Can you talk about mounts?
I'll talk about the lines, then you could talk about the flexibility. If you look at your hand, and you can look at a person's hand who's next to you, so you can compare it, one hand will have a lot of lines. You know, that's one thing you can notice in the hand right away. Are there a lot of lines or very few lines? Like, say, only the three, the top three, the lifeline, the headline, and the heartline. There are some hands that only have those three lines, or even two lines. And then there are other hands that have millions of lines, like threads of like rivers that run through the hand. That's something that your listeners can easily determine whether it's a lot of lines or a few lines. If there are a lot of lines, it means that the person is very sensitive and very detailed. They notice everything and feel everything. When there are very few lines, the person has basically learned to say, so what? You know, they're calmer, they're much calmer, they don't remember details so much, and they see the big picture. Is there anything else to add to that, Ellen? A lot of lines and few lines?
That people, of course, are often born this way. And it doesn't mean that people with many lines are older souls than those with few. It's just that every line is something the mind remembers. And people with many lines are so impressionable and pick things up and carry them around with them and hold on to them for such a long time. People with fewer lines, would you say this is true, Dorian? I think are a little less complex and they take life easier.
Yeah, totally. Calm. They're more simple. They don't worry about things. They don't notice things. They maybe not even
make them better or less, or either one is not better than the other.
No,
it's just
we're
all different.
No.
And some people have a moderate amount of lines. And, you know, we're always looking at the happy medium in palmistry. To have a medium grade is always considered something excellent, because it means you have what is normal, and that's what supports the other things, especially personality traits, that are found in the hand. For example, now everybody by now who's listening, I hope, has looked at their hand and noted whether they seem to have many lines, an overabundance, or a moderate amount, or very, very few. Now we're going to look at how flexible is the hand. And if you hold your hand with all the fingers out extended and you press on, hold out your recessive or your dominant, and you might want to test each because one will show how you started, the other will show how you are now. We want to see how far those fingers bend back. Cover the fingers with your other hand and press back from near the knuckles to see, do they form a graceful arch backwards? Now, some hands will only open out completely straight and not bend backwards at all. And that, for us in palmistry, is the medium, completely natural grade. That means you're open enough to life. The more flexible the hand, the more flexible the mind, the more adaptable to circumstances. All those fingers need to do is open to their full extent. A stiff hand, someone whose fingers will not unfurl to be nice and straight and extended, they cannot adapt. They have fixed ideas. They like old ways best. They hold on to things and perhaps are tighter with their possessions. And fingers that bend back in a graceful arch, and some bend back a really far way, you know who you are, the double-jointed ones, they are so adaptable, very changeable, very versatile. And it may happen that they know great extremes of emotion, high and low, which can change in the twinkling of an eye.
I'm sorry, Dorian. You were about to say?
Yeah, no, I was just saying the people who are like you said, extremely flexible, like double jointed, they are extravagant, they're generous, and maybe like Ellen was saying, it's good to go to the middle way, because like everything, there's a spectrum of everything in palmistry, from flexibility, coarseness of skin, lines. Right, everything has an extreme. Fingers that are extreme, and it's harder to read probably the most balanced hand. The people who are really extreme, it's easy to pick it out.
Now, if a person is too flexible, yeah, if a person does have that too flexible kind of a hand, is that also something that can change over time and that shows itself in flexibility, or is that tend to be kind of born at the beginning? But before you answer that, I just looked at the time and we're going to stop and take that break on the half. And when we come back, I want to hear more about the flexibility, also more about going into reading into the hands. So we are going to just take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be answering your questions. And so please stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Searching, looking for a sign, a message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net, 1-800-323-1790.
Listen while you work. Streaming live on any device. Tune in to the Transformation Radio Network. Visit transformationradio.fm.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. When we try to control the manifestation of our desires, we unfortunately limit the possibilities. We reduce them down to the 3D linear level that we have seen and recognized from our past and from around us. Source is limitless. The potentiality is without bounds. Because you don't know how circumstances can unfold doesn't mean that they're going to turn out badly. Try taking your foot off the brake and allow Source to show you the amazing display of unlimited potentiality. If this is a pattern, you may want some help with releasing it. If you're ready to shift into your best life, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into that potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my wonderful guests, Ellen Goldberg and Dorian Bergen, authors of the absolute must-have book, The Art and Science of Hand Reading, Classical Methods for Self-Discovery Through Palmistry. You can learn more about Ellen and see any of her many free tutorials about palmistry and tarot on her site, www.schooloforacles.com. And so I just wanted to finish up talking a little bit about flexibility. When a person is so flexible, is that also, can that also change over time? And then I want to get to some other fun stuff about the hands.
Absolutely anything can change. Dorian has grown her thumb, right, Dorian?
Yes.
It became from a medium-sized thumb to one that is on the large size now. And of course, flexibility changes, and it may have changed already for people. That's why they should test each of their hands, because they'll already see where they've come from, where they are now. It's amazing, but absolutely anything in us can change, that we are invited to be co-creators of ourselves and our lives. And just, what enthralls me is that the ancient wise people knew this from the get-go. Heraclitus, the Greek philosopher, who said the famous, "You cannot step in the same river twice because the waters keep flowing on." He also said, "Character is destiny." And that has become a motto of palmistry. Work on yourself. Change your mind, just like the Buddha said, with our thoughts, we make our world. Change your mind, work on your character, and your hand changes to reflect it.
I'll give you a good example that I think people could relate to. The first class that Ellen gave, where I participated in, she had everybody measure their hand, the size of their fingers, if their thumb, all aspects of the hand, and it had to be written down. It was like on a piece of paper, so you knew exactly where your hand was at that moment in terms of the length of the fingers, and et cetera. 4 weeks later, my hand changed. My index finger grew slightly, which means I became more confident. My thumb became more wasted in 3 months. I noticed that my thumb became wasted. I had to learn to be tactful. It means that you become more tactful, more diplomatic. I had to tell people certain things when I read their hand in a certain way that wasn't offensive. And I learned that quickly. And that's,
it's,
you know,
amazing.
Two examples.
It's just shocking. Sometimes, and I know it isn't true, but I almost sometimes with consciousness, because we know awareness and consciousness is everything. But with consciousness, when sometimes you almost think you see it changing before your eyes. Like I have seen lines on people's hands when we discuss what they mean, begin to deepen or glow in a different way the minute we put attention and consciousness there.
Wow. Now, you mentioned the lines. Everybody always knows the lifeline and the heart line. Does the lifeline say how long you have to live? What are some of those key lines?
Dorian?
The lifeline is more about your energy level and your constitution. It does not say how long a person is going to live. I think that is hidden from the palmist, unless it's such a dramatic, so rare, Ellen, where if you had the line and you had an X, and it would be so rare, and even then you couldn't determine when that person is about to.
Although on rare occasions, pass. If it end in a big fat X, that, like we had Hitler's print, and his lifeline does end just at this age, they said it does, in a big X.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a rarity. Mostly, like, my hand, my lifeline is only half as long as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of energy. I have a line of preservation that connects to my destiny line. And so I don't live on the energy of the lifeline. It's more on a destiny line.
And
so it
more
doesn't
people
tell
have
you.
That than they would ever know, right, Dorian? Many people don't know about a tiny little line of preservation that comes out from a shorter-looking lifeline and connects it out to the line of destiny, or what is called the line of Saturn.
And I also just want to interject. So the lifeline is the line that circles around the thumb, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It's the border of the Mount of Venus. And as Dorian said, we would rather call it the line of constitution than the lifeline or the energy line. It shows how long energy is a natural gift. But there are ways that we can work with that. And people live much longer than their lifeline. And also a really long lifeline is no guarantee of 100% long life. It's a guarantee that you will have energy if it is a good looking line all the years you were there. But fate has its own way. It's one of the things that's hidden from us, because that puts, in fact, we should think of almost every day as a precious day, that it could be our last, right? We're encouraged to live fully all the time. But death is a mystery.
What's more important than the length of a line is the quality of the line. Like, we originally wanted our title to be Palmistry Deep and Clear. Because deep and clear is the best line you could have, whether it's your lifeline or your headline, or a clear, deep line is a short, clear, deep line is better than a long, broken line.
In the way to read lines in 25 words or less would be: the more deep and the more clear that a line runs, then the better the operation of whatever that line represents. Therefore, if your headline is deep and clear, you have concentration, you have clarity of mind, and we learn. And I have to say, our book is written, I wrote that book from my class notes from which I had been teaching for 40 years. It's really written, if you start at page one and you just read two or three pages a day, in 6 months, you could be a palmist, because it is written conversationally. It is written in a very easy and logical way to understand. And the lines are one of the easiest parts, because they are a simple symbol system. The hand wants you to read it. It wants to communicate with you. Once you learn the principles of what a good line looks like, what a weak line looks like, what is a defect, and all of these things are in our book, you can really interpret lines. Plus, we have very excellent age system. We have an age system for every line. One of the great is Palmist that ever lived was an American doctor, William Benham. His book was published in 1900, and he is kind of like our great-grandfather. And but we took Benham way past into the modern age and included women, multiculturalism, sex, things that his Victorian mind just could not wrap it around, even though he had so much truth. But what we love about Benham is he used the actuarial insurance tables of the time in order to determine length of life, plotted it out on the lifeline. And so following Benham's lead, we went to Social Security and took the age expectancy, current age expectancy, and adapted it to the lifeline now. Because since the lines can change, the hand can also adapt when it comes to ages. So I refer anyone to our book, which is available both through Barnes & Nobles and through Amazon.com and in Europe through Amazon UK, to make use of those age guides, because if you see something on a line, you can tell at what age you're going to run into it. Also, the line may not have the same character all the way through. It could be very clear for a while and then go through a weak spot. And that's when people say there's a weak spot on the lifeline. Generally, they'll have some chronic illness that may be associated with their leading archetype, meaning their leading personality pattern. Also, you can see if there's a crossbar, an X, a dot, if there may be a very acute illness, and what the line looks like after the defect lets you know how well they recovered and how long it took to recover.
Well, and I also want to just add to that about the book. One of the things is that there are over 600 illustrations too. So in addition to the, to really getting that thorough understanding of what every line, the mounts, the flexibility, all the different traits and that age line means, you can also see and compare and know what it looks like.
Oh,
and I really appreciate that.
Those. Absolutely. We labored over every illustration and photograph, and Dorian had a gallery photographer, Roman Dean. He acted as our photographer. We set up a little miniature studio in one of the back rooms, and we pulled in everyone we knew. I pulled in all my students and people who came to for readings with me, and by the grace of God, we found a beautiful illustration or example of every indication we describe in the book. And to know that spirit was really with us, Eve, you can appreciate this. Three good photos were missing on three indications. We could have used my scrap art, but three were missing
just at the end, at the very end.
And at
could have find three people.
Three people, you know, like the super, super flexible bending back thumb. The, you know, a few little, three things. And in that last week, three people came for readings to my home where I had another miniature photography studio. And each one had one of those indications. And I was able to get them and photograph them in time to get them in the book.
Oh my gosh, I love stories like that. But you also see pictures of like Walt Disney's hand, and you've got Albert Einstein's thumb, Franklin D. Roosevelt's palm. I love it. We're going to talk a little bit more.
That thumb and Franklin D. Roosevelt, that is a leader. The thumb shows us leadership ability and self-determination.
Absolutely. But we're going to talk a little bit more. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we'll be talking some more palmistry. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vedili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Imagine a world where good news,
oh yeah,
positive information and stories were the mainstream. Tell us your positive story. Hashtag positivity rules. You are listening to the Transformation Radio Network.
Get your monthly dose of self-awareness and mindfulness. Learn spiritual regeneration with visionary leader David Karsher in Becoming a Sun Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Explore the unknown regions of the emotional experience and set them free with David. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Sun Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
You said every man's gotta be fine, fine, fine. Cause I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one is giving a high five.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. You can learn more about me and about scheduling a reading for an individual reading or events on my website at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I'm here with my guests, palmistry experts Ellen Goldberg and Dorian Bergen. Ellen, you can reach her for a palmistry reading, tarot card reading, astrology at her site, schooloforacles.com. They are the author of the definitive book on palmistry. It is an absolutely wonderful book, The Art and Science of Hand Reading, Classical Methods for Self-Discovery Through Palmistry. So I want to get back to talking about, we've talked about the lines, we've talked about flexibility, and people always focus so much on the lines of the hands. However, what I love about your book is so much attention is placed on the mounts. Ellen, can you discuss a little bit about what those mounts are? What are we talking about with mounts?
For sure. Now, the word mounts may seem odd to people. What they are the pads of flesh that are located along the top of the hand and the sides of the hand. And there are seven of them in all. Each named for one of the seven planets of the ancients or one of the Greek gods, which all of those are, they all run parallel in personality, but they're archetypes. They're basic patterns that have existed through the dawn of time. And once you start to look at hands, you'll notice that everybody's proportion of the paddings is different. Some hands are completely flat, and that would right away let us know that Saturn is very strong. Some people's hands, almost every mount is full, and those are very high-powered, well-rounded human beings who are capable of so much. But in every person, one or two of those mounts are created in a special way in relationship to the hand that it's on. Our book goes very deeply into each of the mounts and has a very good section on how to judge them, as well as I have one or two very good tutorials free online on judging the mounts, because a lot of that is quite visual. We have very good illustrations for what strong mounts look like, average mounts look like, sufficient and deficient mounts, to see whether you have a lot of certain traits or whether it's a minus, maybe even a liability.
Excellent. And Dorian, is there anything else that you want to add regarding mounts?
Well, the beauty of this book is really the development and the description to a much greater degree than Benham, that who Ellen mentioned. You know, we think
it's
his
easy
book
to read.
In the 1900s was one of the best books. We kind of developed it and put it into categories so you could really understand what the archetype is all about, and you could see it very clearly in your own hand what your dominant archetype is. And that's the depth, that we go into is the beauty of this book.
And why, since there's only 7 archetypes, why are we not all the same? Well, that's where we look at things like skin texture, the flexibility, how resilient the hand is under pressure when you squeeze it. Does it bounce? Is it hard? Does it collapse? Is it soft? These let us know where along the long continuum of each archetype, where you fall. Are you a very high version? A very happy medium version of the type, or a lower version of the type? It's kind of like a bell curve. Most of us are here in the happy medium section, but there are extremes of highs and lows for each one. And we discuss those in the book as well. Each of those chapters must be close to 30 pages long, don't you think, Dorian?
Yes,
on each archetype.
No book has written as much as we have, no person, no author, on the mount alone, just the description of the mounts alone.
And with only finding out about the lines, you really are only getting just half of the story. And we are such a composite of so many different energies and personality traits, archetypes that make us us. So I love the fact that you really kind of went into so much depth. We're going to be wrapping up soon, but before I go, I'd love to know what is next for both of you on your ever-evolving journey forward. Ellen, what's next on the agenda for you?
Well, I have taught here in New York City at my little school of oracles for 40 years, but I want to be able to take teaching online, and I think that is the next step for everything, to go virtual and to have live classes. And I want to do this with both tarot and palmistry. I've also started to write now a book on tarot. It will be my next contribution to my fields. I also will be teaching at the Omega Institute this summer in late July. Dorian will be joining me as my assistant. And that's very exciting. And I'm open, I would say, if anyone wants to invite me to come and give a workshop. It's part of my pleasure in life to see more of the world and to bring palmistry anywhere. So you can always contact me and think of bringing me out for a week or two to teach an intensive.
And what a fun also thing to do, because as a group, you have a perfect opportunity to compare what is on your hand with your neighbors, because ultimately that's the way we also learn, is by looking at the differences, and we kind of find our uniqueness in that. I love it. Have you taught at Omega before?
No, Omega, they like you to have a published book, but as soon as that book was published, the program director of Omega called me and said, Ellen, I've been waiting for this. you don't know it, but you read my hand years ago and told me I would have a job just like I have now. And I'm so happy. Now, please give us a date and come and teach next summer.
Oh, that is fantastic. I love that. And Dorian, what's next for you?
I wear many hats. And my main hat is I run ACA Galleries, which is one of the
oldest art galleries.
One of the oldest art galleries in the United States now. It was founded in 1932. So my next project, I love palmistry. It's my passion. Mm-hmm. It's my absolute love. And I teach it. I like to teach palmistry. So I'll be probably teaching a class. I like Ellen to do the readings because she's just so amazing at it. But my other projects are going to be, I've started to write two more books. One is the history of ACA Galleries because it's so rich. It has a very rich, very progressive history. And the other is a cookbook. I like to cook. So I have children, and I have this cookbook for children cooking for children. It's called The Stealth of Health, cooking healthy recipes for their children without them knowing it. So I'm working on that.
It.
And then I'm also working on an exhibition called A Show of Hands. And that's going to be at the gallery late in the spring. And that's curator's choice, but it's all about hands in artwork.
Wow. Well, I can't believe how fast this hour is gone. I can't wait to hear how that journey goes for both of you. And please stay in touch. Please let us know how it goes. And I want to thank both of you so much for being part of the show today. This has been just a really great pleasure for me.
Thank you very much.
We loved it too. Absolutely. Please invite us again.
I will do. I want to thank you all for tuning into the Palmistry Show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. Thank you all for tuning in. I am honored and grateful to be able to do this show each week and look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.